Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Shahad Kutin. With me, Tan Chung Han. And on the line, we have David Ng, Senior Derivatives Product Specialist with Phillip Futures.
Good morning, David. So last Friday, we had May's external trade figures. Exports of palm oil products posted double-digit growth, both on-year and also on-month. How long do you think we will see this double-digit growth trend continue?
Morning, Han. I think generally you've seen a rising palm oil exports value, which is mainly attributed to rising palm oil price. In terms of general palm oil price, it's risen almost 20% from year to year, as well as volume has also increased. This volume was mainly attributed to major pickup in major destinations like China as well as Europe. And for the past 6 months, we have seen how these two countries has actually geared up their purchase. As the China story will continue to remain a short-term picture as we see it, this will be the buying window for China per se, because this is the period of time where China will continue to purchase palm oil, because the pot inventory levels at the current moment for them is actually quite low. So before the winter kicks in at the end of this year, China will continue to buy. So the trend will likely to continue for the next couple of months as we see it.
Now, that's China, though, but what about the EU, being Malaysia's second biggest market for palm oil exports? So given the decision by the French to reduce palm oil in its biofuels, and also there are lingering concerns over whether the rest of the EU may follow suit. So do you see those concerns being felt in the market right now?
In the short term, I think we reckon the impact from such decision to be minimal. Decision to palm oil from biofuel usage will make other vegetable oil actually more attractive, especially for rapeseed oil. However, we have to bear in mind that palm prices still pretty cheap at the moment, especially in the Europe region, and it's making a very attractive proposition for importers to actually import palm oil. Nevertheless, I think the continued sustained negative campaign that palm oil continue to receive is going to propagate to other EU countries, and that is going to have a big impact, which is going to be felt probably in the mid to longer term, and it's probably going to be watched close by market observers.
So that's a mid to longer term outlook there. But as of late, we have seen the ringgit at 4.3 levels. You know, I'm looking at live data right now, just below 4.3 to the US dollar. How much is this new norm? And I'm using air quotes there. And this new norm for the ringgit, how much is that lending support for palm oil futures?
In general, I think a weaker ringgit is always supportive. I think at current CPO prices, it's pretty much accustomed to the current ringgit level. Obviously, I think market are anticipating that ringgit will continue to post weaker, given that U.S. Federal Reserve is continuing to hike interest rate in the next couple of meetings. If ringgit continues to get weaker, I think it's going to be positive for palm oil prices in the midterm at least.
Now, also recently, there have been expectations of a wider spread between soybean, which is often seen as the competitor for palm oil, so that and that spread between soybean and palm oil could go up to perhaps $100 per ton. What would be the key risks to such an outlook?
In fact, $100 for the spread between palm oil to bean oil is what we are looking at in the short term. Obviously, I think a wider spread between bean oil and palm oil will only suggest bean oil prices will continue to rise. We've seen sharp rallies in bean oil for the past couple of days, basically due to higher biofuel usage as well as lending a bit of stronger support from the wheat market. There's still further upside in terms of the spread, however, we're still quite cautious. But soybean fundamentals is starting to point lower. Reason being is because the production of soybean, especially from Latin America, will continue to come into the market. So market also is actually watching this very closely. So spreads in the short term will likely to rise, but over the medium to longer term will probably go down further.
So what does that actually mean for palm oil futures, and what kind of range are you looking at? Give me a number here.
Yeah, in terms of prices, we are probably looking at palm pound future prices to trade between 2,400 ringgit per metric ton to 2,600 ringgit per metric ton on the midterm level. However, if you look at the medium-term picture, as production picks up, probably later part of second half, we're likely to see prices will trade even lower.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
The news on flavored e-cigs talks a lot about the technology and teen use, but parents need to know more about the dangers of nicotine. So know this. 1. Nicotine is a toxic poison that can rewire teens' brains. 2. It can increase mood swings. 3. It can limit attention and learning. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to flavorshookkids.org for more.